This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're listening to Lather Talk with your hosts, John Shea and Gerard Gustilo.
Hey, listeners, happy new year. We are in 2023 and Lather Talk is kicking it off with the second annual Lather Talk Awards. Gerard, are you excited for this episode?
Oink, oink. Happy new year. Yeah, I mean, it's funny how like kind of we started this last year as just more or less just kind of, I still think it's just kind of like a fun little thing, yeah. You know, just to kind of talk about some of the things that people have been enjoying all year. You know, last year it was kind of just stuff that we were enjoying, but you know, this year we kind of opened it up. And it's just like, again, this is not to, you know, this is just kind of a fun award, you know, a little thing to kind of get out to people and kind of to thank people really, you know, and get the spotlight on a lot of people in this hobby.
Definitely. And there was no way to capture every single artisan out there. And there's new artisans popping up, I feel like, almost every day. But, you know, with the help of our Lather Talk Discord, so come join us over there if you want to dive a little deeper or you're looking for a Wet Shaven community. A lot of the preparation was through the help of our members there. So just so you guys know how this came together, nominations from the category came from the Discord. The artisans, or you know, the options that had the most had the most votes or suggestions, made it onto the ballot, and then the general public had the opportunity to vote on said ballot. It's a fun thing. There's no prize. It's just like the glory and the pride. Although we do have, and we just did this prior to rolling, chose the AI-generated Hagi Award. I think we can just roll that footage right now. Okay, so let's head over to the Lather Talk Discord and take a look at our entries for the AI-generated Hagi Award.
Honestly, part of me just wants to like use as many of these as we can.
I will definitely show them all because you know, it's worth it. There's nothing mostly inappropriate or mostly appropriate. So while we're chatting here, I will be showing.
I mean, even the ones that are kind of inappropriate, and I think you know which one I'm talking about.
One, yes, yeah, yes.
That's amazing.
It is in its own right. We're talking about there is one, since you put different terms into the
one that's on a Vespa.
Yeah, that was part of the that was inspired in part by the A&E.
Yeah,
pinup series.
Pinup series,
is that correct? Yeah,
yeah. It's like the London and Jim and something.
So it is like a kind of a pig head on a quote unquote sexy lady body. It's not that. It's more nightmare fuel, but yours too. Your original one was really. I'm looking at it now. It's still good.
It's so simple. It just it's almost like refined.
Can you believe when I posted it on its own on my Instagram page? Not a lot of likes. Not a lot. Maybe a few unfollows.
Good.
That's okay. All right. I see how it is.
If you can't laugh at that, then
yeah,
you know, it's like, do we need your you know, like, I don't know. It's like, it's not offensive. You're
taking yourself too seriously. All right. So, guys, as we're recording this, this is like our live discernment of what is going to represent the Hagi, at least for the coming year. There's a certain charm to the brush trophy, because that's kind of legit.
It is.
That's J Beast Mode, by the way. J Beast Mode's entry.
Yeah, definitely.
On like, Christmas Eve, no less.
You know, like, I also like, you know, F. Haldens.
Yes.
You know, like, just very, like, just like a pig on a trophy, you know? Like,
yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of like a baby pig. It's like kind of adorable, you know?
I those two were like the earliest, and I do appreciate all the other ones that have like the lather on it, because it's just a fun graphic. But as far as an award, like, this is the closest, right? To like, I'm with you. If those are our top two picks, I'm okay with that. Is that what we're narrowing it down to?
I mean, the ones with all the lather on them are just like hilariously excessive in also a very good way.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, Igord's first entry with the one, like, the standing pig on a platter that's holding, like, a razor. I guess that's a razor, but it looks like a giant squeegee as well.
Guys, if one common theme is, look at the depiction of the razor in that the AI has generated. It's really weird. Sometimes it looks like it's like a magnet, right? Or like a dry erase chalkboard eraser.
Yeah. And then Ben from Mammoth, like, just a bunch of them are just like just fantastic. You know, it's like, I just imagine, you know, like I said, we're going to be posting all of these anyway. Yeah,
you guys will see all these. And so thank you for all the submissions. They're great. They're perfect. But I think our top two are J Beast Mode and F Halden.
Yeah, definitely. Like, they kind of just like nailed the, I mean, they're the classiest, right? Like
if we had to make it this reality, it would be one of those two.
For sure. Yeah. It would be, I mean, they're so simple, yet I think just very, very appropriate.
Can we come to agreement on though? There's things I like about both of them. Being just addicted to brushes though, that has me going, but like the Hagi should have a pig on it, right?
If you're asking me between the two,
yeah,
I'm going with Haldens.
I wasn't sure. Is it Falden or F. Halden, but regular member of our Discord. All right.
I've never attempted to read it out loud, but I'm just going to for, instead of F. Halden, I'm just going to Falden.
Okay. All right. Falden, F. Halden, we love having you on the Discord. We're going with your image. Your AI generated image, and that is the Hagi. That's what I'm going to use in marketing materials going forward. And if you would like, you can choose between a Lather Talk T-shirt or mug. Or if I'm feeling, maybe both. You might, if you want both, I'll give you both. That is your prize. All right. So congratulations. And thank you for your submission. And we're back. Through the power of editing, how we came upon the very, very meticulous way that we chose that award. But Gerard, should we, anything you want to add before we get into the categories and the nominees?
Nah, I think I'm ready.
Cool. All right. So listeners, the first category we're going to tackle is Best Razor Maker. And the nominees for this category are Alpha Shaving Works, Aylesworth Razors, Blackland Razors, Carve Shaving, and Wolfman Razors. And I don't think we're going to get too fancy with drum rolls. We just have a very fun list. There you go. There is your drum roll. I should say, you know, I think everyone who's nominated in all these categories are just, you know, these are people's favorites. Everyone has difference. And if you don't hear your favorites today, be sure to nominate them next year. So the winner of Best Razor Maker for 2022 is a tie. And I don't have a tiebreaker. These are just both they're both the winners. And we have Aylesworth Razors and Carve Shaving. So congratulations.
Wow. Best razor maker in 2022 is quite something. I'm truly honored. Thank you, Leather Talk, for this hoggy. I proudly accept on behalf of Carve Shaving. Thank you to our fans. Everything we do for you. It makes us so happy knowing that our razors are a part of your regular life. Thank you to my family and friends. Your support means so much. Thank you to my employees. You're as big of a part of Carve as I am. I truly enjoy working alongside you every day. I also want to congratulate Caleb. I'm proud to share this award with him. I'm happy that he's in the hobby, the energy that he brings, and he's a wonderful part of the community. Same goes for the other nominees. I love what you're doing, and just keep on doing it. Thanks again for the hoggy. I'm very proud of this, and this will fuel great things. Thank you.
You are crazy, honestly. I did not expect to be here alongside such amazing, outstanding peers. It is just humbling to the nth degree. And all I can say is I appreciate you all so much. You are just amazing. I want to thank John and Gerard and the Lather Talk podcast people for the opportunity. This is just incredible, and I appreciate you all so, so much.
Those are both Canadians. So I think we did have a heavy Canadian turnout for the voting this year, Gerard.
Yeah, definitely. And I think both are very much well-deserved. The Dracont is just a fantastic razor, and Carve been in the game for quite some time now, but also last year with the release of the Overlander. Fantastic razor, and yeah, congratulations to both of them. Yeah, so the next category is Best Brush Maker, and the nominees for Best Brush Maker are Chisel and Hound, Smiles for Miles, Trotter Handcrafts, Turn and Shave, Turning by Tans, and The Varlet.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And the hoggy goes to Chisel and Hound.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Lather Talk community, I just wanted to say thank you very much for voting Chisel and Hound the best brush maker of 2022. It means a lot to me, especially when I think about the level of the competition out there. So thanks. And thanks also to John and Gerald for all the work that they put in making the best shaving related podcast, and for curating the friendliest, most welcoming online community of shavers out there with the Lather Talk Discord. Thanks, guys, and have a great 2023.
Many oinks.
Many oinks. Many oinks.
Fantastic. But, I mean, out of all the brush handles, brush makers, you just, fantastic, all around. A lot of people clamoring for pretty much all of these makers, and even more so. I think this is probably one of the categories where it could have been 10 nominees, 20 nominees, so yeah, definitely kudos to Rob Randolph Rutherford of Chisel and Hound, and yeah, congrats.
Yeah, congrats, Rob. It's a great bunch of nominees. Some folks are fairly new, as well as well-established. And I think so many great brush makers out there. So very deserving. And I get, you know, I guess that Rob guy is okay too.
Thanks, Ralph.
All right. Well, we're still, you know, in that realm of brushes. Next up, the next category up is Best Brush Knot. And for this one, we have four nominees. We have AP Shave Co. G5C, a synthetic knot. Declaration Grooming B14, a hand-tied badger knot. Turn-In Shave M4, also a hand-tied badger knot. And the Walled A1, I believe the first, or at least one of the few, hand-tied synthetic knots. And the Hoggy for Best Brush Knot. I wonder if that's going to be like terrible in like in the post, in the editing
stop
process.
For the next time.
I'm not sure. I did it too, so don't. No worries. The winner for Best Brush Knot is the AP Shave Co. G5C.
Hello, everyone. Andrew here from AP Shave Co. Just wanted to say a quick thanks for voting the AP Shave Co. G5C as the Best Brush Knot of 2022. It's been fantastic seeing a great reception of this knot, and I hope I can continue to bring exciting stuff in 2023. I started this company 8 years ago with the hope that I could bring joy and improvement to everyone's shaves, and I'm proud of where the company is going today. It's always a pleasure chatting in the Brush Channel with the Discord crew, and thanks again and happy lathers.
And nice. A little, yes, great knot. I enjoy it, and I think that G5C is in a really nice sweet spot. And is a fantastic synthetic offering. You have one of them as well, right, Gerard?
Congrats. Yeah. Like I have, like I said, with the G5C, I have two or three. I think I have two or three brushes with the G5C. Great. Mm-hmm. Great handle.
Yes. Yeah, same here. I think I have two brushes and two sizes. Yeah. I think I have a 28 and a 26. And I think that really was under your recommendation. I think I always like to repeat this because luckily you told me this as well as other people to set it as high as possible, right? Just so that it needs to be set as high as possible so that the backbone doesn't go crazy.
It's everyone's like little opportunity. I mean, there is a big difference between the 26 and the 28 as far as density goes. Okay. And so for me, like if it's too low, it's just kind of
too scrubby.
Like, it's just like difficult to like get a lather because it's almost like a single like it's like a unit, it's like a cable, you know.
Yeah, no, that's a good example,
right? So but other than that, it just it's a great knot. Like if you ask me, like if people are gonna ask me, like, yeah, I want to get a synthetic knot, what should I get? I'm saying G5C, you know, pretty much. Unless you want a bulb, and then probably G5A, but other than that, okay, yeah, I'm just gonna tell people, yeah, make it easy for yourself. G5C, okay. And it's gonna be great.
Call it a day. Enjoy.
That's it. Call it a day.
Yeah. All right.
But again, congrats, AP Shave Co.
Yes, some great options there.
Our next category, best original scents. And we have a myriad of a list of nominees for this category. So the nominees for Best Original Scents are Barrister and Man, Declaration Grooming, Gentleman's Nod, Grooming Department, House of Mammoth, Macduff's Soap Company, Noble Otter, Oaken Lab, and Zingari Man. And the winner goes to Gentleman's Nod. Fantastic.
Hey all, Chris from Gentleman's Nod here. Just wanted to jump on really quick. John just let us know that we won the award for Best Original Fragrances in 2022. Super pumped, excited, honored, humbled to hear that we won. Thank you all who voted. Thanks to John and Gerard. Just excited to hear that. That was one of the biggest things we wanted to do with Gentleman's Nod was create original fragrances that were unique. We're just getting started though, guys. 5 new original fragrances dropping in 2023. So keep a lookout. Hopefully we can land here again. Thanks again. Have a great day.
Congratulations to Gentleman's Nod. They've been, you know, doing really, really well. And I, you know, I think the last, I don't even know, was it this year or last year? like they did, you know, that so with Zaroff, right?
Yes, yes.
They had their collab with Zaroff, and then they did also a Zaroff did a YouTube collaborators like series with notable like
three of them?
Correct.
Right, three of them? Yeah.
Yeah. And see it like was it last year? Was it this year? I can't, like, I feel like time has just like been like jumbled
so much. Think
that might have been 21.
21, yeah. That's but that's a very that was a great release.
And
great series, whatever.
Yeah,
collection. Let's go collection.
But besides that, I mean, just like I'm trying to think what else Gentleman's not released this year. Was it?
Well, Zaroff, they still have that relationship with, so that's kind of always intriguing whenever they have, and there I've really enjoyed some of their original offerings like Musashi.
That was my
personal like scent of the year, like specific scent of the year. And then I tried one, Cosecha Catalana, also another original fall seasonal. Fantastic.
Yeah, but just I think, you know, when it comes to original scents, you know, it's easy to just maybe dismiss the wet shaving, you know, community, like in that sense, because maybe a lot of people don't necessarily recognize or look at, you know, a lot of wet shaving like soap makers and splash makers as like, you know, perfumers, but there's a lot of originality in there. There's a lot of really talented people, you know, in our community, and I think it goes to show that this is a great list of nominees who are just throwing out, you know, a lot of handmade original things out there.
The next category we'll talk about is Best New Wet Shaving Artisan, and this one was a little flexible. It does include 2022, but also late 2021. As we, you know, haven't really done this category before, I don't think we wanted to be pretty flexible with it. And so the nominees are Aylesworth Razors, Luther Grooming, Trotter Handcrafts, Turning by Tans, and Westman Shaving. And the winner for Best New Wet Shaving Artisan is Aylesworth Razors.
Well, I guess this means I should probably try to thank some people now. I want to start with Margo, my partner. Could not do it without you. Our manufacturing partners, Jake and Ashley Yates over at Yates Precision Manufacturing, Jason at The Razor Company, The Canadian Mafia Show, BBS.live, The Discords, Lather Talk, and Canadian Mafia. If you're not in there, get in there. It's an awesome place full of awesome people. And the entire wet shaving community, best community in the world, hands down, bar none. 2022 was an awesome year. 2023 is going to be even better. We cannot wait to see you there. Thank you so much.
Congrats, Caleb. So this is second time we're seeing Aylesworth on the list. First with Best Razor, along, you know, tied with Car Shaving. Fantastic razor design. The original plate, it's a great daily shaver. And it's currently wrapping up on a pass around. Again, on our Lather Talk Discord. Reason I keep mentioning it, a lot of stuff. If you love the show, there's other stuff going on, you know, kind of in addition, some extra goodies. So if you've never tried Discord, it's not scary. Come on, join us. And Gerard, he was the first to kick off that pass around as well.
Yeah, it was great. And fantastic razor, easy. It's so easy to use. That's the other nice part about it. It doesn't feel too harsh at all. You know, very efficient. It's not abrasive. It's just a really, really nice razor. And I think, and I believe I've said this before, I think when something is just so good, you know, like you... it's like difficult to like nitpick about anything about something.
Yes. Yeah.
Right. And it's just one of those razors that you can just pick up and you shave with it and you're good. There's nothing like wrong with it. And I think anyone who has it, you know, they can speak, it speaks for itself. Oh. And so the next category is the favorite podcast episode of 2022. You got to vote, or they had the ability to vote on your favorite podcast episode. And the Hoggy goes to our first triple winner of the night, Aylesworth Razors. Caleb, you just...
Oh, my.
Here we go. You're everything everywhere of the Hoggies this year.
Hey, okay. Looks like I'm back here again. Best podcast episode. Thank you. I mean, okay, considering all of the other awesome podcasts that you had to choose from. I enjoyed myself. It was a great conversation. And, you know, hopefully we'll get to do it again sometime. We'll talk to John and Gerard about that and see what happens. But yes, thank you, listeners, for listening. And thank you for choosing me. Really appreciate it. You are awesome.
We might have to have him back on for him to collect his virtual non-award.
We should send him a Hoggy as an NFT.
I'm sure he would love that.
Okay, we'll figure this out.
All right, so this brings us to our final category, Gerard. And this is the best wet shaving artisan of 2022. And this one was it's open forum or voter submitted. So it was just open game. Who you know, people's favorites are, well, whatever their criteria might be. So for this category, I have no nominations to share, but I will say we have a runner-up and a winner. So first up, the runner-up for Best Wet Shaving Artisan of 2022 is Barrister and Man. So congrats to the team over at Barrister and Man. And the winner of the category of Best Wet Shaving Artisan is Ariana and Evans.
Hey, John and Gerard, Peter Trekellis here. You know, John, when I received your message this morning, you could tell I was shocked because I was. This is something I didn't expect whatsoever. So, you know, there's so many great artisans out there. Just to be considered among one of the top brands is just something it's difficult for me to grasp still at this point. So thank you for everyone for voting for us. And Jonathan and Gerard, thank you for including us. Thank you for doing this, and it's just an absolute honor. So thank you. Hopefully the best is yet to come. So thanks, guys, and take care.
This also includes the shaving shop and club owner, Peter Trekellis. Peter, congratulations. The people have spoken, and they've chosen you as the best artisan of 2022. So congratulations. That's all the categories, Gerard. That's pretty quick.
Yeah. Thank you to everyone who participated.
Yes.
This is just I think it's just a fun a little spotlight on the community and everything like that. You know, maybe we try to do something even, you know, we can go a little bit more organized. We can go a little bit more whimsical as well, you know.
For sure.
We should, you know, like categories like, I don't know, what's a release that, like, hit the nail on the head, you know, as far as like what it said it would be, you know, like we'll use like Barrister and Man, right? Like, you know, does war really smell like war? What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Apparently cilantro is a strong note in it.
Yeah. Now, so here's the thing. Are you one of those people that eat cilantro and you get soap?
No, I love cilantro. It's in a lot. It appears in a lot of Taiwanese dishes too.
Yes.
Like they are very heavy handed with it.
Yeah, I'm also a cilantro fan as well.
Pho, like I'm sad if it's not in there, which
yep.
it usually always is. Just to spitball a little bit, because you know, we've kind of gotten the main awards out of the way. What are your thoughts? Like in general, I think when I pitched this, I wanted to stay positive, but. How do you feel? Like, you know, there's the Razzies. Like, do we have worse too? Because I think on does it feel bad? I don't think that's really our thing.
No, like I do not want to do the, you know,
that's the opening up, right? Like,
no, okay, because
okay. That makes me feel good about our decision.
Because unless like. It's explicit, you know, that someone just wants to like try and like troll the community. I'll give you an example. right?
Okay.
I'll give you sure. I'll give you a couple of examples on like if we were to create a category, right?
Yeah.
But a few years ago, there was Bufflehead Soap Company, no longer around, but made a great soap and was just very like well-liked, very, very popular, very much a lot of hype behind the company, you know, behind the soap makers.
Bufflehead put duck fat on the radar, correct?
Correct.
They were the first major one to do it.
Right. But the big, one of, I think the biggest jokes, you know, like, not like in a bad way, but in a funny way, was the release of Updog.
Yeah.
Right? And Updog is scented like hot dog water. So if that was...
I didn't know that. Well, I knew of the...
Yeah, Updog is... The scent of hot dog is hot dog water.
Do you know who liked that? Greg Tardif.
Oh, Jesus.
That man loves hot... That man loves hot dogs. YouTuber, Greg Tardif.
YouTuber, yeah. YouTuber, photographer, filmmaker extraordinaire.
Yes.
He has the best... I'm going to just say it. Sorry, John. He has the best cinematography in all of Wet Shaver.
No, that
it's I don't no, even think.
I'm with you on there. Oh, and he is up for coming on the show, by the way. I think we should have him on.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, I might as well mention that.
There we go. But yeah, so
hot dog water.
So up, yes, hot dog water, right? There's one. And then
there was, I did not, yeah. Mm.
So what kind of category would you put something like that in? Like most hilarious soap, you know, like right? Because a year ago, I think it was also in 2021. I think it was also in 2021 that, Scott from Declaration Grooming, he did a very, very limited release for, I think it was for Lather Games. I'm pretty sure it was Lather Games. And it was Slut Dragon. Right?
I never looked into what... Why? Yeah. So do share.
So Slut Dragon is a reference to Rick and Morty.
That's right.
The Slut Dragons. And,
oh God.
You know. So again, funny soap, funny story. Like, you know, whatever. Smells good, and everything like that. But what would you categorize something like that in? Right.
So it's kind of like best cheeky name. Right? I mean, you're giving examples of it. They're clever, a little trolly. It's basically like if a shitpost became something tangible, a product, right?
Oh, should it be like shitpost soap of the year or like the edition?
Yeah. Right, because like I don't know, like what a shitpost razor would look.
You know,
it just has like, you know, like it has five heads. I don't know. I mean, like,
oh God,
you could do it. But
the Gillette Mach 20. You know what I mean? No, I'm sorry. The Spishak Mach 20 razor from Mad TV. You know.
Yes. Great. Yeah.
So
always funny.
But yeah, like, I mean, I think they're just, you know, things like projects like that, that aren't really meant to be taken seriously, but are just still hilarious, like in some single way.
I'm going to write it down. I'm all for expanding the categories, and I think that's something to that effect would be a good one.
Yeah, and it's not like, so don't mind, you know, don't mind we're asking, you know, like artisans to, you know, like, oh, we're just going to make this just so that, you know, they could have, the guys can have something, you know, to just like laugh at. That's not really the intent. But yeah, right. They're just like some that just come out, you're just like, oh, this is hilarious. You know, again, like kind of whimsical. Like when I say whimsical, you know,
yeah, when, makes it fun.
And when right, I, and so some other soaps that come to mind as far as being whimsical,
yeah.
Summer Break Soaps, Cannonball.
Oh yes,
that comes to mind. Even to a certain degree, like Chisel Face Midnight Stag, right? Like not whimsical, but it's one of those.
No.
But
yeah, not whimsical.
But it's one of those that, you know, like I am not an officer or a knight of a stag, but you know, props to those who do it, right?
It's a very, very polarizing scent. It stings the nostrils. A little Anchorman, you know, reference there, but yeah, that's great. And also, just because we are, you know, spitballing and planning for next year. Listeners, if you have any suggestions for categories, we're always open to your suggestions. You can send them over to latherhog@gmail.com or find me on my social media on Instagram and whatnot and give me your suggestions. But I like that category, though. Like, is there... I mean, can we give one? Like, just between you and me with the nominations, like, is there one that stands out for 2022?
For the year? I mean...
Because I know, like... Part of bringing in other folks too is just like you had dialed back purchases and whatnot, mm-hmm. and this it made sense too as our listener base has grown. But I'm trying to think of like what kind of falls into that category for this past year. Anything, did anything jump out at you? Well, I know for sure, like, because you mentioned Scott Declaration Grooming, he always like the names in general tend to be like funny references, right?
Oh yeah,
and whatnot.
Like Scott had, like he came out with Peaches and Scream.
Yes, yes.
You know, that was a very popular
like Halloween-ish.
Yeah,
release. Yeah,
he dropped Scrooge at the end of the year, and I heard it was like really nice.
I didn't even hear about that until just like beginning of January.
Yeah,
way after the fact.
But and then he had it, and then but are you the one that do you like old fashions? The drink?
I do. If I make a like bourbon mixed drink, it's usually old fashioned.
Yeah, and so like that was the thing that it was kind of loosely based on an old fashioned.
And that was, and then that one along with House of Mammoth,
Smash,
a bunch of peach scents popped up towards this year in general.
Yeah. No, that was it.
Any surprises for you today?
I mean, I think I can come up with a rationale for basically everybody, right? Like, and you can. Was there anything that's really an upset? Maybe the G5C in the brush knot, but like we said at the beginning, you know, like it's so accessible, and you can't really. You know, argue with that.
It's important to note that G5C, just price point wise, and we touched upon this, right? It was the other three nominees were all hand tied knots that cost exponentially more money than the G5C. So just for the voter base, more you know, if you're more likely to try one of them, if not, if you only tried one of them, it would have been the G5C. You know.
Yeah, and I think you know, maybe a surprise was just like some that weren't mentioned. Whether it's, you know, the Maggard's SHD or the Fanturian from Chisel and Hound or even just if you're, you know, people getting them straight from like Omo or Boti through AliExpress, you know, it's just what was easy to get. You can get it from a website. You didn't have to download some app and, you know, wait like a month and a half, you know, to get it.
What would you think about like kind of drilling down a bit more, like splitting it up? Because I feel like you could do like hand tied. A lot of our listener base are into the luxury knots, and I feel like it's a little tricky not to be able to like.
You could go
synth, badger, or hand tied.
You know, you
split
could,
it up a little bit.
You could go synth. You know, like. Synthetic badger than luxury, you know, whatever that may mean.
Oh, okay.
You know, like just that's, luxury, like luxury that. Brush knot, you know, because you can okay. put the vault, you know, synthetic in there and put it up against, you know,
yes.
You know, anyone else, you could put it up against Turn and Shave or Declaration or anyone else and just go. And the thing is, if that's the case, it's a lot easier. Like the best luxury options, there's going to be only like 5-6 people, like maybe, you know, anyway, right?
Each camp is very different. So even to mix synths and badgers and stuff like that, which I do use both, but like, you know what I mean? Like they're it kind of some artisans or some options kind of get lost in the shuffle,
mm-hmm.
If that were the case. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for tuning into the second annual Lather Talk Awards. Congratulations to all the winners for their hoggies, especially Aylesworth Razors, who picked up a triple hoggy this year. As always, you know, we appreciate you guys tuning into this episode, whether it's the audio podcast, the video version. We really appreciate your support, guys, and we hope to see you next time.
Thank you so much, John. We'll do this again next year.
Jared, a pleasure as always. I will see you next episode as well.
All right. See you, everybody.